Okay. The Luth one, yeah. That's why I didn't have it. All right.
All right, recording is going. So in this meeting, as in any other Roamcat meetings, we are under the Roamcat Foundation antitrust policy. So please check the policy itself in the meeting agenda/minutes. What I shared in the Zoom meetings chat channel. Let's go through on the agenda for today's meeting and please indicate if something is missing. So the plan is to do some announcements, updates on the DNTF, OSPO CodeCon, Open Info Summit, the future Open Info PTG, then the two One Summit regional days which are coming up. Then a little bit about the elephant infrastructure, especially the build servers, what we have and their problems. Then feedback of the mid-year project review. Then feedback on the Anuket task force activities. Then we will discuss a bit the missing Anuket officials. Then we will do a little bit of release management. We will look into consumability of Anuket, and then our usual SBC talk, PTL, WSL, and technical officer updates. Is there anything missing? I hear nothing. Do we have a quorum? We do have a quorum.
We do.
Great. So we can check last week's meeting minutes. So I'm sharing you last week's meeting minutes. So please indicate if something is missing or anything is not correct. I hear no feedback, so I consider last week's meeting minutes approved. Thank you. All right, then let's move on to announcements. Do we have any updates on the Budapest DNTF, Sandra?
Yes, so I added the link there. You'll see registration is now open. And I just want to remind folks about if you need to submit for a visa, to do that early. A lot of the problems we had last year were that people didn't get their visas in time. So please do it early. The links are there for the convince your boss if you need that information, but registration is open. So please go out and register.
Yeah, I do be aware. I know there are travel restrictions for me, not related to just cost. So and those tend to go in at the end of the year. So just be aware that's probably going to affect other people in the telecom industry.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Then, OSPO CodeCon.
OSPO CodeCon is, I received a message from Sridhar yesterday. So Sridhar is on the line to talk about OSPO CodeCon.
Yeah, hi. So this is it's a kind of a 2 months program run by Infosys company to encourage like all the people to try to, I mean, first mainly targeting their developers to see if they can contribute to any kind of these open sources or work on these kind of projects kind of thing in these 2 months period. So in this, as part of this thing, so I propose to, if I can present something from Linux Foundation, LFN related things, and they asked about Aniket, if I can talk about Aniket itself, and encourage how we can ask their developers to join Aniket and contribute to Aniket thing. So I'll be doing this in the 8th of August, at 3 p.m. my time. That would be like 2:30 a.m. Pacific. Yeah, so it's on 8th of August. I'll be preparing the slides and sharing with the TSU.
Okay, cool.
So the first part will be about just a quick introduction thing. Then we'll go deep dive into various projects and what all the contribution opportunities for, especially for their developers thing. And so once I'm completed the slides, I'll submit it to the TSC. So cool. I can get, go ahead.
Do you have a link to the schedule or to the conference?
I'll try to find you. Yeah,
well, it's an event. It's internal to Infosys, so I don't
know that
external folks will be able to attend.
Even in the LinkedIn post, they don't talk much. They don't give the link and everything. They just explain it. This is the thing. And so I found in the LinkedIn post and then reached out to them, because in Infosys, there are like thousands and thousands of engineers there, right? So it would be a good audience to address in a one go kind of a thing.
Does it include Infosys customers, or it's just internal to Infosys?
Infosys, the internal.
Developers internal. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Sounds like a good opportunity to spread the word.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Open Infra Summit. And I think last week we didn't have Birdiko, and we do not have her.
Yeah, we don't have her this week either. And nobody else went.
All right, then moving on to the next PTG of Open Infra Foundation. It will be at the end of October, and it will be a fully virtual event. I shared the registration and agenda page in the agenda. So if somebody is interested in the projects managed by the Open Infra Foundation and their development, then this is the conference for you. Do we have any updates on the One Summit regional days? I had one action item to double check if the Spain one is overlapping with the Let Europe Summit. And I did check it, and yes, it is overlapping with the Let Europe Summit. And I think we should somehow merge the Aniket and the Silva sessions. I don't know if that's possible or how can we make it happen. But it would be very unoptimal to have parallel sessions of Silva and Aniket. So I don't know, Sandra, if we can have a connection to the to LF Europe or whoever is organizing the LF Europe Summit to start some discussion about the topic. Do you think it's possible?
To start discussion about I'm sorry, say that again, Gerge.
Somehow merging the Silva and the Onuket topics in the LF Europe Summit and the One Summit Regional Day in Spain.
Merging the topics. I don't know.
So the Silva community, as I understand it, does not have a program manager. It is a community-run LF group. And I know that there are many folks that are part of Anakit that are also involved with Silva. So the conversations probably need to start there.
Well, I'm not sure about that because these events are somehow organized by LF staff. At least the last One Summit Regional Day was not organized by the community, but by the staff. So I think like we should talk to the people who are organizing the actual events. So, and I don't know about any community involvement in the One Summit Regional Day in Spain.
So Sandra, let's take that back as an action item. The specific request, as I understand it, is you would like to merge an Anakit session at the One Summit Regional Day with the A Silva session at the One Summit Regional Day.
Not the One Summit Regional Day, the LF Europe Summit.
Okay, so there, you want, is there currently an Anakit session that's been proposed for the for the main summit?
No, there will be two parallel, or there will be, how to put it, like there will be several parallel events on that day. I forgot the exact day, but there will be the LF Europe Summit, and as LF Europe doesn't have too many projects, I think they have only two, one of them being Silva, I guess they will have Silva sessions. The other event is the One Summit Regional Day, where I hope we will have Anuket sessions. And what I would like to avoid is to have parallel events at the same time, so people will need to jump from one conference to another.
Okay, so I'm going to Open Source Summit Europe.
Yes. And if you go to the co-located events, I think.
Okay, clicking on that. On co-located, I see. Tracing, CD, Metaverse, Open Wallet, One Summit Regional Day, Open SSF, Confidential Computing, Open Chain, Sonic.
It's Open Source Summit Europe.
Yes.
It's September 19th.
Yeah. I have to say that LF doesn't help us. These things at the same screen. Anyways, if you check the LF events page, that is
okay. So I've dropped a link into the Slack window or into the chat window that has,
thank you,
the events, and it's broken out by the I think I just gave you the wrong link. Hang on.
But they're in the same place.
Exactly. Same place, same time.
Yeah.
That's why I would like to merge them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Good.
Makes sense. I can't find
Oh, now I know where to. So I think we need to do two things. When, like, we need to figure out who organizes the One Summit Regional Day to Spain. I think that might be easy. The other thing is to find out who organizes the LF Europe event. And just start a discussion. Maybe I'm not. Correct with the naming of this LF Europe Member Summit. So can you, Sandra, or can you help me to find out who is organizing the LF Europe members? Or if they have a programming committee, and if yes, who is in the programming committee?
Yeah, I can take that action and see if I can find out.
Thank you.
So Open Source Summit Europe, okay, is, and the events there, the information about what's taking place and the program and how to submit sessions and everything else is just like any other event in that regard. The big question here, if my network stays stable for a moment, is whether or not there is a Silva co-located event.
There correct? Is an LF Europe Members Summit.
The LF Europe Member Summit. Ah, okay. So I thought you were talking about...
No, I'm not talking about the main conference. I'm talking about the colloquial events. This is why it's a bit chaotic, because these are not in the proper schedule of the Open Source Summit.
The member summits are typically invitation only. Typically for the board members of the various communities.
Well, so, okay.
It's not listed as a co-located event that I see.
No, but from the LF events page, you can find it. I put the link to the meeting notes.
Okay, so we'll take a look. And if there is a Silva session there, we'll try and figure out who is.
There is a Silva session, at least I was invited to speak in one Silva session.
Well, I will poke around at that and take a look while we are going through the meeting. So,
thank you. All right. Then moving on to 170 Trinidad, China. Any updates there?
No additional updates for the One Summit.
Cool, thank you. All right, then moving on to build servers. Do we have any updates on the build
server? I do not have an update, except that it's still down. I did connect with Fabio, who's going to provide an update to the mailing list.
Thank you. Oh, let me check this pull request, which removes the build server. Oh, this is done now. So now at least the GitHub builds are not blocked by this problem. All right, thanks. Then moving on to feedback on the mid-year project review. And I think that will be also an SPC update, if I'm not mistaken. Did the SPC met?
The SPC. We met yesterday, but our focus was on what we're presenting to the board because we have another board meeting, I believe, tomorrow.
Yep. So
that was the focus of the SPC meeting yesterday.
Yeah, simply on what's being presented. Because after that, it's dependent upon what the board comes back with in terms of what their priorities are.
Yes. Okay. Vasily, if I answered correctly, the board directed our questions to the SPC. So now we are waiting for SPC to provide some feedback to the board. Or I'm lost now in how this is processed.
So the SPC took information.
Yeah.
Right. From the input and that was presented and from the results of the survey, the operation survey, and based upon that, they have some questions for the governing board that governing board needs to come back with and say what the focus is.
Okay. All right.
Can we backtrack a sec? Fabio just joined. So I don't know if he wanted to provide any additional updates about the build.
Hello, Tim. Sorry, I was on call and was delayed on that. Can I give my updates related to the build server?
Yes, please, if you are ready to do so.
Yes. So, as we talked in the two previous TSC meetings, we are an ongoing migration. We have two things. One, I've been working with Cedric. He has a temporary build server that he's using to the production needs. But we are migrating from GCP Jenkins instance to Bex host. That will be an ongoing migration. We already have the servers. We will have like the sandbox and the production environment of Jenkins already created. And now we are doing the migration of the jobs and the configuration. Mm-hmm. We assume that for next week it will be done. But for now, like I mentioned, we stood up a temporary Jenkins with Cedric so that the build server can continue.
Okay, so now the production builds are running on Celtic's temporary build server. This is correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. So next week we will have the migration done and everything will be fine.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you very much. Then, AutoCAD Task Force, I see that there was no quorum on the meeting and the meeting ended early.
Yes, only Peter showed up this morning and it was fine because I only had the update that we had the SPC meeting and the SPC meeting, well, the update I basically just gave that that the focus was on the governing board presentation for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should note, I did show up late and discovered the meeting had ended.
Okay. All right, then moving on to AutoCAD officials. So I didn't do the termination review for RC2. I will do that for next week.
Yeah, and Gerge, you and I need to get together.
Yes.
I've been busy. I assume you have been too.
Yes, I was busy with holidays.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always nice.
Yes. Yeah, I take an action to start negotiating a meeting time. I think we need to reserve some time to discuss.
Let me send a potential time so that we could do it.
Thanks.
I'm looking at my calendar this week and it's bad.
But this week I'm still on holiday until Thursday.
Oh, okay. So next week, actually Monday morning, because I could do early my time, which is after time. Monday morning is actually reasonable. So I'll send you an invite.
Thank you.
For Monday morning.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Good that you did my action item. All right, then, RMPTL, do we have any updates on the RMPTL? We don't have Walter, right?
No, yeah, I'm proxying for Walter. So.
Yeah.
He's at a conference.
Good for him, okay. Then DSC seat of Pankaj and Scott. I think we can handle them together. I saw, Sandra, you sent the mail about DSC seats.
Yes, and we do not have any nominations. So as discussed last, we said that if we didn't have any nominations by this meeting, then we would take a vote for the TSC to agree to operate as a 7-person TSC.
Exactly. Let me just put this mail here.
We have a quorum today.
Yes.
And I have an official vote? Do PAL plus one for agree? I have the question in chat. I'll drop it in.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It's not going. Hold on. Think that's right. So does the TSC agree to operate as a 7-person TSC? So plus one if you agree, minus one if you don't, and zero.
Clicks. Not sure we what would happen if we get a minus one.
Well, I guess majority takes a.
Yeah, if you have quorum, it's just a majority vote.
Right. I'm just saying it would be, what would we, I mean, if we don't have any more nominees.
And Beth, you can vote for Walter also.
I already did. Oh, that's right.
Yes. Good, good.
Plus one. Yes. I'm voting for Walter.
I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus ones.
You're good.
So we agreed that Democrat TSC has 7 members from now on. So then we can move to next step. We need to have a vote on co-chair.
Yeah, so I will create that nomination page. We wanted to get this one done first.
Yeah.
And I'll set up the nomination page to run the co-chair.
Yes, thank you. Not that one. All right, thank you. Then moving on. To release updates. I think we agreed that we will do on cosine next week, but let me double check. That mail. And I'm still waiting input for the PTLs. And there is still no update, and I promised to send the reply all. All right, payment planning is still on hold because of the lack of release process without release major. And new release names. Do we have any updates here?
No updates. We need to get through time release if we can. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then on consumability, my only update is that I figured out why the ReaderDog builds are not working, and I created a fix for that. This needs to be merged. So if somebody with proper merging right could merge it, that would be nice, but I can also do it if nobody's doing that. And of course, I need more reviewers for the rest of the pull requests related to consumability. Okay, what is happening here? All right. Then, I think we already had the SPC update. And I do not recall a top meeting last week.
No, oh, the SPC update is already, it's already up above.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then any update from our PTS or WSOs?
Not really, PTL. So if you know, I was out of the white buff work for the last 2 months. I'll be starting again on Monday. And we know we lost Al, right? So I had informed last month that I will volunteer to do with PTL until we find someone. So yeah. I need an official.
Who else was working on it besides Al? I mean, I know he had some interns.
No, it ended in March, last February or March. Okay. Yeah. So I'll be starting from next week, but I need something official in TSC so that I can submit a change in the Git to be the PTL until we find somebody.
Yeah.
So if TSC can approve me as PTL until we find someone for WinePerf, because I want to complete some things and submit some patches. Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody against Shidhar being the PTL for WinePerf?
Do you want to take an official vote or?
Yes, let's do an official vote.
Okay, hold on. Shidhar. I'm typing it.
Thank you.
something like that. Is that good?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, cast your votes. I see two. And Beth, this time, put for Walter.
Yeah. Yes, I'll do two. Plus two.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Are we missing someone? What do we have? Just four votes?
Yes, we have only four votes, but with a 7 big DSC, this is enough.
Okie dokie. So I'll just end it then. Thank you all. And thank you, Sridhar.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, Sridhar. So now, from now on, I can bug you, Sridhar, with the Orinoco release milestones of Viper. Great. Thank you. Any other updates from PTS or WSS or technical officers?
Nothing for me.
Sorry. just that we will be restarting work on the Thoth also this from next Monday. We first want to do, I'll just put a link in the chat. We first want to kind of a reboot kind of a thing. We want to first complete a comprehensive survey on AI and ML in networking kind of a thing. Then we will run a Kubeflow in what is that, even the lab we have. With lab as a service there, and we will run pick like a top models in each category and run these models in that lab. So this is what we want to target by end of this year. So in this link you will find we just at a placeholder now. We will complete this survey by end of this month. We have some students to volunteer to complete this survey, basically collect all the data sets and important good implementations and get it running first with the existing available data, instead of struggling and trying to find some data and everything. We want to get it running and keep it running and see what's out there in networking and AI and ML.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So this is just an update from Thoth. We'll be starting from next month again. So then now that I'm back to Aniket working, trying to steal some time from other things and work on.
Okay, thank you very much. Then on technical officer updates, I can update that there will be no weekly technical meeting this week. All right. Any other business?
I do want, this is Kenny, I do want to pop back to the member summit, the mm-hmm. LF Foundation Europe member summit.
Yep.
I'm not seeing anything on the program listed yet. And so I'm assuming that the program committee is currently looking at the sessions that have been proposed. And the member summits, as I said, basically are invitation only. Platinum members get 3 passes, gold members get 2 passes, silver members get a single pass, and associate members are allowed to attend, space permitting.
And are these tiers also valid for LF Europe? Are these tiers of platinum members and so on valid for LF Europe also?
How is this implemented
in case of LF Europe? Basically, that's the question.
It's an LF Europe event. So those tiers would be relevant to LF Europe.
Yeah, but I think in LF Europe, it's a little binary, is it, whether you are a member or not.
There's this, isn't there a reciprocity agreement in place that when you member in one, you automatically member in the other on the same level without additional fee?
On the same level.
How it typically works? Yeah.
There is, yes. I don't know how that applies to the member summit. I need to find that out, Georg. That's a piece I don't know. And that is one thing that I need to find out. But specifically, in everything that I am seeing, it's talking about membership in LF Europe. And as I said, there's no schedule posted, so I assume the program committee is looking at what was submitted as a CFP at this time. But I will provide more information as I figure it out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kenny.
All right. If nothing else, then I think we
The last thing is just to remind folks again to register for the DNTF and to apply for visas if you need them, if it's needed, as soon as possible. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.